Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Empowered. I'm so excited for you guys to be listening, for me to be able to share something that's really been heavy on my heart lately. So, as we've been in quarantine, there's been a lot of talk about lack of exercise, lack of eating healthy, things like that. And I put a little Instagram post out there the other day, so if you want to go check that out, but it was about the idea of having grace with yourself during these times, because these are really, really stressful times, first of all. None of us have been in a pandemic before. None of us have really been prepared to understand what this was all going to feel like, so if you need to take a nap, if you need to have a good cry, that's okay. But God really called something specific on my heart today, and interestingly enough, it's about something that I don't have a ton of knowledge about, but for some reason he was just saying, Emma, you need to talk about this, so I'm going to talk about it. And that is eating disorders and body image. So with everyone talking about the excess they've been eating or things like that, I know that can be really hard for a lot of people to hear, and I know there's a lot of other people who are talking about how much they're working out and how healthy they're eating and how this quarantine's an opportunity to develop some of those habits. And I have kind of given in to TikTok culture, and something that really stood to me on TikTok was the fact that all these girls are posting either weight loss tips or eating healthy tips, and they're posting their, like, before and after pictures or their number on a scale before a certain time and then after a certain time. And in some of these instances, and a lot of them, these girls were beautiful. I mean, no matter who you are beautiful exactly the weight you are at. So let me start off by saying that you are beautiful just the way you are. If you want to make healthier choices, I'm all for healthy choices, but, like, I think a lot of these things have to be done in moderation, and I think with what society is going through right now, we have so much time to think, and having these images displayed of people losing weight and eating super healthy and exercising to an extreme measure, that can be really tough to listen to if you're not necessarily in that place or you're too busy to be doing that right now, or just things like that. It can make you feel as though how you are now is not enough. And so I wanted to disclose something, first of all. So after I recently saw an amazing Instagram influencer, I'll tag her bio in the link to this podcast, but after I saw her talking about body positivity and how she had an eating disorder, I recognized that I had an eating disorder towards the end of high school and throughout college. And that eating disorder is orthorexia. And it basically involves that you're eating an unhealthy, not, I don't want to say an unhealthy amount, but, like, you have an obsession with eating healthy. And it revolves around the quality of your food, and you can only eat healthy foods. And you exercise an excessive amount, and you're constantly thinking about food and exercise and how you can be the healthiest person. And I, for a period in my life, because I was eating so healthy and on a strict diet and working out to an extreme, I thought I was being my healthiest self. But because of the amount of time that I spent thinking about food, it really wasn't healthy for my mind. And as you guys know, this podcast is all about mental health and taking good care of ourselves from a Christian perspective. And as I looked at this girl's account and what she deemed as unhealthy, I realized that my behaviors were unhealthy for a really long period of my life. Like, I would look at a Starburst and debate eating the Starburst because I knew the amount of calories that the Starburst had in it. Or a friend would invite me to dinner and I would be worried and look ahead at the menu to make sure there was something that would be in my strict guidelines of what I could eat. And that's just not a way to live life. And so going back to some of that TikTok and Instagram culture, it can be really toxic. Like, I saw girls who looked beautiful. Like I said, you are beautiful no matter what weight you are. But these girls are going on the scale and they're 160 pounds, 170 pounds, a perfectly good weight. And yeah, and then they're like talking about how they dropped 40 pounds by doing this specific diet. And that's just really difficult to do for a lot of us. And then I'm looking at Instagram and I'm seeing all these different Instagram accounts with these fitness influencers and they're super teeny tiny, and it kept getting me into this state of mind where I felt as though I wasn't enough. Now, I'm full disclosure, I'm anywhere 55 pounds, and I've seen all these Instagrammers and these TikTokers saying that if you're anywhere above 110 or 120, then you're at this unhealthy weight, and it just got me into this train of thought where I was I'm in the middle of training for a marathon. Granted, do I do that every single day? No. Do I have some days where I take 3 naps? Absolutely. But I would consider myself a pretty active and healthy person. But according to some of these influencers that I was looking at, and I don't want to like say what they're doing is bad, but according to them, I was way overweight, and it was just really something kind of difficult to stomach. And so that's why I just wanted to talk about this, because first of all, no matter what weight you are so beautiful. Second of all, everything comes in moderation, including exercise and healthy eating. I truly, truly believe that having a bowl of ice cream once a week is healthy because it's good for your soul. I truly believe that taking a couple of days to rest during the week is good for you because your body is not meant to run or to vigorously exercise every single day. Those things are just as good for you as the things that we deem to be healthy. So I just want to keep that in mind, first of all, too. And like recognizing my life while I had an eating disorder. Now, since then, I am recovered, and I think a lot of that comes from my relationship with Jesus and just knowing that what's inside is enough, and I'll get into that a little bit later. But I mean, I can really think back and I feel like I missed out on a lot because I was so worried about what I was going to eat and so worried about when I was going to be able to exercise that I wasn't really like living in the present moment. I mean, there were some days where I would go on a run in, like, the negative 10-degree weather that Wisconsin sometimes brings, and it was just miserable, and I didn't want to go exercise, but something in my brain was telling me that you needed to. And so, again, I just want to bring light to the fact that taking rest and having that yummy junk food that you love, I really think is just as healthy, sometimes in moderation, as eating those healthy foods that I was talking about. And I want to shed light to all the other eating disorders that people deal with. As a school psychologist, I have background in, or as a future school psychologist, I have background in some of these. I'm not super familiar, but I just want to touch on the one that I've struggled with, which is that orthorexia, which is really obsessed with healthy eating and exercising, but there's bulimia, there's anorexia, and I just want to first of all say, if you're struggling with that, again, I'm sorry. On this, through this platform, I really want to encourage people that mental health supports are there and they're so important to use. Earthly supports are very important to use, just as our support from our Lord and Savior. And so I just want to close this podcast with a Bible verse that I found. It's from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. And that is just so important to recognize. I mean, when we're wrapped up thinking about eating healthy and we're wrapped up thinking about exercising, I mean, I really think it prevents us from being all that we can be as people. And again, everything in moderation. Like, eating healthy is so important, and exercise, it's one of my main things I tell people if they're struggling to go on a walk or to go on a run. Those are great things, but everything in moderation. And really, to be the best people we can be, we really have to keep our eyes on the Lord. And like I said, just practice healthy habits. And the last thing I want to say is one of my favorite people in the world, I won't say her name, but she said, life is too short to not eat the cookie. And I just love that quote because it's so true. I mean, life is short. We need to experience the pleasures of eating our favorite foods and experience the pleasure of having a lazy Sunday where we can just read our Bible and listen to church and veg out and maybe watch a football game, whatever you have going on. But some of those things I would say are just as important as eating healthy. So I just want to close with that. And my one, I said I was going to close with a mental health tip. And I guess my mental health tip kind of wraps into what I've been talking about tonight, and that is everything is better in moderation. So whether it's exercise, whether it's eating healthy, whether it's eating junk food, everything is better in moderation. So have a great night, guys. Talk to you later.